Saving the Earth. Listening. You are going to hear part of a speech on Earth Day. Listen to the tape and answer the following questions. Part 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are celebrating Earth Day. Earth Day is a day for reflection and action. Today, people in countries all over the world get together to discuss the Earth and our future, and to take action to improve the current situation. Earth Day is a chance for us to learn about the world and change our behavior. It helps me understand that we must act. If I had known more about the Earth in the past, I would have made different choices about what to do and what to buy. It is never too late to change. I am here today to talk about one of the most important problems we are facing. In my view, the most important challenge ahead of us is to find a way to protect the water on our planet. 75% of the Earth is covered by rivers, lakes, and oceans, so it is truly a water planet. Unfortunately, most of the water cannot be used for drinking. The Earth is already becoming a thirsty planet, but there is still time to do something about the problem. If we want to have enough water in the future, we must learn to take better care of our water. We must stop polluting our water. We must learn to save water in our daily life.
Part 2.
We should take better care of our water. Most of the fresh water on the Earth is being used for farming. We use clean water to grow food. We need food, of course, but we must be more careful when we use our water. Too much water is being wasted because we're using old ways of watering our plants. We must solve this problem if we want to have enough water in the future. The best way to solve the problem is to use the knowledge and technology that some countries have already developed. If we work together and share what we know, we will be building a better future for all of us. We must stop polluting our water. Even if we succeed in making more water available to us, we must still do something about water pollution. We are polluting water at an alarming pace. Cars, factories, and air conditioners pollute the air and the water. We must change the way we think and the way we live. Let's not drive if we can walk or ride a bike. Let's try not to use air conditioners more than what is absolutely necessary. Let's not buy products that cause pollution. Let's make new rules and use new technology to make sure that factories are green and clean. Keep in mind that we, you and I, are the ones who must change. This brings me to my final point. We must stop using too much water in our daily life.
Integrating skills. Listening and speaking. Voices of the Earth Summit. Speech 1.
Hi, we are three children from three different continents, and we'd like to tell you what we think about the environment. The children of the world are disappointed because too many adults are too interested in money and wealth to take notice of serious problems that affect our future. Young people from all over the world have many things to say about the environment, but we all agree on one serious problem. Most leaders don't listen. We are here today because we want you to listen. To listen to everybody. Here's what the children of the world are saying. Governments of the world must make sure that all people from developing countries have free access to clean drinking water. Limit the number of cars per family. Stop cutting down trees without replacing them. People of the world must make use of alternative transportation such as walking, biking, and carpooling. Reduce, reuse, and recycle as much as possible. We are worried that many governments listen too much to those who care very little for the environment and people. Remember, we cannot buy another planet, and our lives and those of future generations depend on this. We are not asking too much. You said this summit is about taking action. We need more than your applause and comments of well done or good speech. We need action! Thanks for having us here and for listening to the voices of children.
Speech 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. I wish, however, we could do more than just talk. The Earth Summit is not just about good speeches and big words. It is about doing something about the problems we are facing. I will try to do something right now, right here. That's why I have brought this big bag. What do you think is in it? Well, I'll show you. Yes, that's right, rubbish. On my way over here, I picked up the rubbish I saw in rubbish bins on the street so that I could talk to you about what rubbish really is. Some of you might think that rubbish is what we throw away, something useless that only causes problems. Well, I say that that's rubbish. Let me explain what I mean. What is really in this bag? Resources, possibilities, money, jobs, and solutions. What we call rubbish today is actually the resources of tomorrow. Let me tell you how we can use rubbish, some leftover food, a milk carton, and an empty bottle to make the future greener, cleaner, and better, and to make money.
Workbook. Unit 9. Listening. Carl has just returned from a trip to Egypt. As part of a team that helps protect the Earth's water sources, he worked on a project to solve a serious problem. Listen to the interview on the tape and answer the questions below. Part 1.
Can you tell me about the project you worked on in Egypt?
Egypt has developed a large program to clean up and protect its water. One of the projects is to help small farmers build small channels to make sure that the water supplied by the government can be used in the best way possible.
So, what was the problem?
It was often difficult for farmers to keep the channels clean and in good order. The channels were used as rubbish bins, and too many plants grew where the water should flow.
How did you solve the problem?
At first, we thought that the farmers simply didn't understand the situation and that we could solve the problem by educating them. But just to make sure, we interviewed some farmers and observed what they were doing.
What did you do to learn more about the farmers and their work?
Well, we visited many farmers and their families. We also formed small discussion groups in which we talked about the problem and what could be done about it.
What did the farmers think and do?
We found that the farmers did know about the problem and had paid a company to clean the channels, but they didn't do it often enough.
Part 2.
Why didn't the farmers clean the channels often enough?
They thought that the government was responsible for the channels, and they only cleaned them up when there was too much rubbish. They felt that this was unfair and didn't believe what the government said.
And how did the government react to this?
Well, they were very surprised. They decided to show the farmers that they were serious about the problem. Farmers and the government would work together. The farmers formed a group that would oversee the work. A special channel cleaning day was chosen, and the farmers and the government decided to share the costs. The farmers would pay for the cleaning equipment, and the government would pay for taking the rubbish away.
That sounds like a good solution.
It was. Working together, also gave people a chance to understand the dangers of throwing rubbish in the channels. It stopped the water from flowing and made it dangerous for children to swim in the channel and for women to use the water at home.
Were the farmers happy about the solution?
Yes, they were. The project was a success. By working together, more things were achieved and everybody learned from the experience.